5. She was up at dawn, watery light coming through the gap in the curtains. It had been a thin sleep, and she'd woken a half dozen times during the night. It felt better to be up and moving, getting ready. The tension was already in her stomach, and she knew she wouldn't be able to eat. She showered and dressed, then used the coffee maker in the bathroom to brew a cup, dosed it with 3 packets of sugar. She carried it to the window, opened the curtains. It was raining again, streaking the glass. They'd have to factor that in. She packed her things, then checked the mini Glock, wrapped 2 thick rubber bands around its grip. They would keep it from slipping in her hand or sliding down too far in her belt line. Before she left Detroit, she disassembled the gun, scattered the parts. It was too risky to travel with it. She'd take a late-night bus to Toledo, then catch an Amtrak train to Buffalo. From there, she'd rent a car, drive the 8 hours back to New Jersey. She was back at the window, looking out at the rain and sipping her second cup of coffee, when the cell phone on the nightstand began to buzz. She looked at it. Larry's number. It sounded twice, then stopped. It was their signal. He was waiting for her in the lot, ready to go. She tucked the Glock into the small of her back, pulled on her leather jacket. At the door, she took one last look at the room, wondering if she'd forgotten anything. Her suitcase was packed and ready, standing beside the bed. That and the rumpled sheets were the only signs anyone had been here at all. They suited up in the living room, the lanterns on. The house was cold, with the dampness she felt in her joints. There was a